Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
It's the 62nd annual production sale of Mr. Herford's, Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale. Coming Saturday, February 4th, 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 75 Hereford and Angus heifer pairs, and heavy breeds. The sale happening February 4th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. Attend the sale in person or check it out on dvauction.com. Catalog and videos at dvauction.com. Call Van Mester for more information, 580-552-1555. The Mester Ranch production sale, Saturday, February 4th.
Well, American Farmers and Ranchers, or AFR, will be hosting their upcoming convention coming up February the 16th through the 19th in Norman, Oklahoma at Embassy Suites. I had the opportunity to catch up with AFR President Scott Blubaugh to talk about what's new at this year's convention.
Well, we've changed a few things up about our convention this year. We have lots of different speakers coming in on both our insurance side and the farm and ranch side, policy people, and there's two that I'm really excited about. One is we will be making a major announcement with our Oklahoma Certified Beef Association membership.
Blubaugh said the president of the Farmers Union Enterprises, who's also a North Dakota Farmers Union president, is going to be talking about opportunities for producers to add value within their communities.
He's going to come down and present all of their different businesses, their for-profit businesses that they own and control, that do added value work in their real communities. And it is absolutely amazing what they've been able to accomplish. And they started this in the 1940s with $2,500. And today, that operation generates over $1 billion in revenue per year. So it has been a huge success up there. They have anywhere from dog food factories to rendering plants to farm manufacturing. It just goes on and on, the different businesses that they own. It is very impressive. So I wanted our folks to be able to see what could be and what can be.
There's still time to get registered for AFR's convention. Once again, it's coming up on February the 16th through the 19th. For more information, you can go to AFRMIC.com. Well, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association recently filed a notice of intent to sue the Department of the Interior and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. NCBA is planning the lawsuit over the listing of the lesser prairie chicken under the Endangered Species Act. NCBA Associate Director of Government Affairs, Singrid Johannes, says the lesser prairie chicken only survives today because of the voluntary conservation efforts of ranchers, adding there are numerous places where this listing goes seriously wrong, and we're defending cattle producers against this overreaching, unscientific rule. The listing was previously set to take effect at the end of January, but thanks to pressure on the Biden administration from NCBA and the allies in Congress, the rule was delayed by 60 days. The listing will now take effect on March the 27th of 2023, and the states included in the species range are Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, and Colorado. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions. If you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.